It's a new year. Can't believe it. Can you already believe that it's the start of 2018? As we start the new year, we all have our own way or our own family or cultural traditions of ushering in the new year. I've come to learn here at Blaine in my second year and in the Japanese-American community, we're going to dig in and feast on Ozone soup. And I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. But there are still many of us who stick to the traditional custom of writing out, to thinking through and writing down our New Year's resolutions. Statistics say that once February comes, I think 80%, 80 to 90% of folks already by that time aren't following their New Year's resolutions. It's challenging. But New Year's resolutions are an opportunity for us to think about our commitments, what changes that we're going to make in the new year, what specific traits that we want to build up in our lives, in our families, and what personal goals and actions we have for ourselves, and perhaps even dreams that we have in ministry here at Blaine Memorial. Some of my own personal New Year's resolutions have included things like, you know, this year I think I'm going to wipe the dust off my guitar, I'm going to pick it up, and actually play it a little more this year compared to last year. Or maybe you're one who says, you know, I'm going to get in better physical shape this year. You know, I'm going to run at least 3 times a week. Or perhaps it's an area of volunteerism for you, where you set a goal for yourself of, I'm going to serve on a new committee at church, or I'm going to serve on a new board, on a new nonprofit organization, or attend and serve at their annual event. Or perhaps it's a financial goal for you and your family. Maybe wanting to pay down your debt and maybe saving a little bit more, just a little bit more. So as we begin the new year and think about our goals and New Year's resolutions, we're asking ourselves, what things or what habits am I ready to leave behind in 2017? What habits, characteristics, or values am I hoping to move an inch closer towards this new year? And maybe what activities or what new relationships or friendships are we hoping to change? And even as the scripture says, what news, what new things are going to break into our lives this year? But as I was thinking about this morning's brief reflection, when we think about resolutions, we often neglect or to even think about what our spiritual, what our heart and spiritual resolutions for the year. Sometimes we neglect asking ourselves, how can we this year deepen our relationship with Christ? Or how can I extend forgiveness to that one person that's been so, so hard to forgive? My prayer and hope that we would be able to hear and take away some sort of glimpse of what that means for us this morning. In the scripture passage in Mark 1, 4-11, we hear a story of John the Baptist appearing in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So John the Baptist is preaching in the desert, and he was calling and inviting people to be baptized, and he called out, "Repent!" Baptism then and today continues to be an outward expression, a symbol, a sign for people to show that they are making the choice, an expression to change their hearts and change their lives for God. In this passage, John the Baptist is heard in the desert saying, "Repent," and pointing to the coming of Christ. To be honest, the word repentance is a difficult word to hear. As I was reading this week, repentance, sorry, it's a hard word. What pops into your mind when you hear that word repent? For me, I think of someone in downtown Seattle holding a sign as people are walking to and fro, holding up a sign that says, "Repent." It's a very confronting word and message. But the Greek word for repentance is metanoia. What this means is acknowledging the things in our lives, the things that distract, the things that hinder or prevent us to turn our whole hearts to be fully devoted to God. Yeah, Cooper. That's what it means. Metanoia is a complete reorientation of one's life, of one's whole being to God. Friends, have you ever reoriented or shifted your life, completely changed your life for something? Or someone? There are a lot of examples out there. For me, having children was and continues to be one of the biggest shifts and reorientations of my life. Before the kids came, it was so easy to make decisions, so quick, so fast, on the fly, just thinking about myself or Saren and I. But the biggest change and the biggest shift, the biggest reorientation was adjusting to the notion that there are other people who are impacted by not only my decisions, but every single thing that I do, every action that I take, every word that I utter from my mouth. I no longer depended just on myself, or we no longer just depended on ourselves, but we had to reorient and learn how to openly communicate, constantly communicate, work together, make decisions together for the sake of the kids. In the same way, as we continue to journey into this new year and journey on this road of faith, we're seeking to reorient our lives to God. It's this continual adjustment of remembering that we no longer depend on just ourselves for how we live our lives, for the decisions that we make, how we spend our money, but that we depend and lean on and trust God, the source of life. And in the same way, along this journey, we've come to learn, and we're learning day by day, week by week, Sunday by Sunday, to communicate with God, to encounter the living God as we gather on Sunday, through singing songs together, through praying prayers together, and listening to Scripture together. Repent, John the Baptist said. And oftentimes, too, when we think of that word, we turn to our feelings. And the feelings that word, repent, may evoke for us. What do you feel when you hear that? Sometimes we feel a little bit guilty, feeling remorseful for how we are, how we've been this week. Maybe it's a remorse having been away from God or not fully extending God's compassionate love to neighbor. But it's less about feelings. But repentance is more about a conviction within our hearts to make that turn and shift and reorientation to God. Day by day, moment by moment. And in this invitation from John the Baptist, this call to repentance, we turn to God more intentionally in our lives. But maybe another way to look at repentance is not just turning away and reorienting more towards God, but perhaps repentance is having more of the eyes of Jesus and seeing the world just a little bit differently. God may be inviting you this year to look more closely at Jesus' life and ministry. All throughout the Gospel of Mark, Jesus' ministry is focused on helping, healing, making sure that people are taken care of, that people are experiencing wellness and wholeness. Friends, who might God be calling us to see differently in 2018? What might God be calling us to see differently this year? Maybe it's seeing more with the eyes of compassion, seeing more with the eyes of justice. Perhaps it's seeing differently and recognizing and naming different forms or expressions of racism, whether it's overt, subtle, or systemic. Or perhaps it's seeing differently how we welcome and how we live welcome and hospitality, including and affirming people of all abilities and truly living that out, welcoming, embracing people of all gender identities. Perhaps it's seeing differently how we extend hospitality to people of all sexual orientations. Friends, what are we being called to change, and what are we being invited to view differently this year? For those of us who are on Facebook, there's this feature that caught my attention this past week. It made me think a little bit about this new year and this message of repentance. For those who aren't on Facebook, it's a social media networking site where folks are connected, stay in touch, are able to see updates of what's happening in your life, pictures of Christmas and Thanksgiving, New Year's gatherings. But what caught my attention on Facebook is this feature that I think it came out last year. It's this feature called On This Day. On This Day, as soon as you log in, it's the first thing that pops up. On This Day, 1 year ago on January 7th, 2017, and it shows what you had posted on that day. Or it's a post that says, on this day 3 years ago, New Year's Eve, and it shows you and what you're doing. Glimpses of your life. They're kind of fun, but sometimes they're kind of scary, like, oh my gosh, what was I doing? But what popped up for me was a post of a New Year's Eve gathering 3 years ago. For me, it said, on this day, and it was a post of me, it was a video, I rarely post videos, but it was a post of me videotaping Jonah, Sarah, and Emma dancing at a New Year's Eve celebration in Chicago, at a United Methodist Church in Chicago. It was our home, away from home. We wanted to be in church, and we wanted to be with our church friends on New Year's Eve. And folks were eating, feasting, dancing. It was good times. And I recorded them dancing to the song Cha-Cha Slide. Sarah was holding hands with Jonah when he was like 2.5 years old, and holding Emma, who was less than two months old, in a baby carrier, all of us together. And after watching this video, I was laughing, and it kind of turned into crying as it shifted me and brought me back to my life 3 years ago, thinking, on this day, what was I experiencing in my life 3 years ago on this day? And even in that joyous moment of dancing and celebrating, that was probably one of the most difficult seasons and years of my life. Having gone to graduate school and seminary, adjusting to the life of reading and writing like no other, adjusting to the life of not only a 2.5-year-old, but a new one, coming into the world, coming into the fold, joining us. But I also think about our financial struggles at that time. I was a full-time student. Sarah worked part-time, and finances were so, so hard. But what I remember, what it called me to remember, was God's continual presence in our lives, despite the struggle, despite the stress. We were surrounded with friends. We were surrounded with loved ones who came and walked alongside us, asking us how we're doing. We had a church family who asked us, "How are you really doing?" Perhaps as we look at the word repent, it's not only a call to look at things a little bit differently. Perhaps it's a call to remember. A call to remember God's presence and God's faithfulness and God's love in our lives. A couple weeks ago, I attended a youth camp up in Bellingham. From K kids ranging from middle school to second year in college. Probably about 75 people total, but probably about 55 campers that were there worshiping and praising God, seeking to deepen their relationship with God, being called to serve God. And what we have at this camp, it's called Christmas Institute. We have what's called this commissioning service, where we extend an invitation for folks, an invitation for folks who may be sensing God's call on their life, not only to trust and serve God in all that they do, but who may be feeling and sensing a call to ministry in the church and in the world. And in that call and invitation, usually we have maybe one or two youth who feel compelled to step forward and out in faith to respond to that call. But as we extended that invitation, lo and behold, folks just started coming up, and we had over 10 kids come up and sense that call to ministry. My point is that we need to open our eyes to remember not only God's presence in our lives, but God's work in the world. We're called to remember the 80 folks that filled our social hall the day before Thanksgiving to prepare Thanksgiving meals for people out in the community. So as we close and reflect, what are two practices? There are two practices that I wanted to encourage us to think about as we enter into this new year. What are two practices that we could perhaps try in our families, try at home, that would help us focus for this new year? The first is finding your own personal place and space for prayer. What is that one place for you, besides Sunday, where you could really express your heart to God, to lift up your cares and concerns, to lift up your neighbors? Perhaps it's at the kitchen table at your home or at the desk in your bedroom. And in this prayer, to involve God, to invite God, sharing with God what's happening in our lives, and to ask God's guidance in the decisions that we need to make day to day. And the second practice is this. Perhaps for 2018, that we get into the practice of sharing our experience with God, of how we're remembering God each week, and how we see God moving and present in our lives and in the community. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, thank you. For being in our lives, for your invitation to draw near to you. Oh God, as we continue to think about the new year, to make and set our plans and goals and resolutions, help us, oh God, to see differently with your eyes. Help us, oh God, to remember you and your faithfulness and your love and your grace swirling all around us. Empower us, oh God, to walk with you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.